This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE, 107.7 FM W299 CD, Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The FBI released its report on crime during the spring. Violent crime still dropping. Murder was down 22.7%, rape down nearly 18%, and robbery dropped 13.6% April through June in the preliminary FBI report. Overall, a more than 10% drop in violent crime. Stats are compiled from local and regional police departments. Data from some major cities is not included, but their weekly crime reports also show a continued decline.
ABC's Chuck Stevenson. Dock workers have gone on strike against the owners of 14 ports on the Gulf. Cloudy East Coast,
Tuesday, mostly sunny, breezy,
he undermined his historic achievements and Hall of Fame dreams by gambling on the sport.
Tuesday night,
Pete
clear
Rose,
and
Charlie Hustle died at his home in Las
Wednesday,
Vegas.
Baseball
all-time hits leader and won 3 World Series,
Thursday,
but gambled on games in 87 and 88 after denying
of light showers overnight.
Pete
and
Rose
Friday, any light rain ending
a federal
in the morning
judge
early,
in Los Angeles sentenced Jamie Tran to 35 years in prison for shooting and wounding two Jewish men near synagogues in 2023.
This sentence sends a clear and unmistakable message. Hate has no place in our community. Anti-Semitism has no place in our community.
Martin Estrada, U.S. Attorney for the Central District of California.
Mr. Tran will now spend the next 35 years in federal prison.
All I ever do is work
in the federal system.
Wausau, Wisconsin, an absentee ballot drop box is back in place outside City Hall. Mayor Doug Dining removed the box last week without consulting the city clerk, who had the actual authority under state Supreme Court ruling legalizing drop boxes to make one available. The mayor says he wants the full city council to decide, and insists he did nothing wrong in removing the box. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Definitely making it hard on some of the guys, which led to us, you know, getting off the field early and not being able to put up points.
Green Bay heads to L.A. to play the Rams on Sunday. The Milwaukee Brewers are off today as they await their postseason opponent. The Mets and Braves play a doubleheader today to determine postseason seeding. A sweep by either team means the Brewers to Arizona. A split means Milwaukee faces the Mets tomorrow. First pitch is just after 4:30 in Milwaukee tomorrow. And after dropping two games, the 2-2 Badgers host Purdue on Saturday with an 11 a.m. kickoff. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Stars a few clouds around in the overnight as a northwest wind develops as a cold front arrives. We'll see gusts over 25 miles per hour. Those will drop to the upper 40s to near 50 degrees. Ice will top out in the middle 60s. It's 69 at our studios.
Show weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Sometimes you find it amazing that all his children are with.
Good morning and welcome to Matt Mayer on Air. Sunny downtown Waukesha. You can always join the show. You can call, you can text. It is the same number, 855-752-4842. Or leave a comment if you're watching the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Thank you, Greg and Calvin, for covering for me on Friday. And I wanted to give a little shout-out to my nurses and Dr. Elbrook Hospital. I had a little minor thing going on, so, and it's no longer a thing, so.
It should be a thing.
It should be a thing, and it is no longer a thing. So, and I had this really nice email from Gail, who had noticed, you know, my husband and I were on vacation. We had gone for a couple of weeks, and then I was off on Friday, and she said, I noticed that you've been gone a lot lately, and I hope everything's okay, and I hope you're all right. And I emailed her back. It's just that it's so sweet. But people don't care. Why are you sweating? What's with the slitting of the eyes?
I'm so happy.
I think she was more concerned that I was sick and dying. So I appreciate that check from Gail.
I was going to give him a full medical description on the show on Friday, but I'm like, I want people to stick around.
Yeah, you didn't want to. Yeah, let's not. We have a whole bunch of stuff coming your way today, and I'm really excited about our guest who's going to be joining us right after the 10:30 news. Lee McGowan is known as the politics girl. And she has been doing videos, particularly on TikTok, for the last couple of years and has, like so many of our guests, she has this incredible ability to break down very complex things and make it digestible and understandable. And she is out with a book, and it is already a New York Times number one bestseller. It's called The Return to Common Sense, How to Fix America Before We Really Blow It.
I appreciate she thinks we still have time to redeem it. That's
she
great.
Does. She absolutely does. So Lee McGowan, and I highly look for her. Her handle is I Am Politics Girl. So you can find her at I Am Politics Girl on Twitter and certainly on TikTok.
And Instagram. And then it is Politics Girl on YouTube and Facebook.
She's brilliant. She really is. And she has a very interesting backstory as well. So Lee McGowan, the Politics Girl, joining us at 10:33 next hour. We talked about this on Friday as Hurricane Helene was barreling towards Florida, and now in the aftermath of that storm, it is a disaster. So many parts of the South, certain areas of Florida, western North Carolina, eastern Tennessee. We're going to be talking about different ways that we can help. And also just a reminder that Project 2025 would eliminate the National Weather Service, the National Hurricane Service, and it would also change FEMA. And that's who's going to be helping out these folks now, the Federal Emergency Management Agency. And Project 2025 also would like to get rid of FEMA.
This is going to fundamentally change everything.
It's just going to make all of our lives so much worse.
Yes.
So much worse.
Yeah.
We lost Chris Christopherson over the weekend. will be remembering him at 11:33. And to close out the show now, as we do every day, we'll wrap it up with "This Shouldn't Be a Thing." Today from the world of pets.
French pets.
French pets. It's a doozy. I hope you will stick around for that. We're going to kind of keep going a little bit from what Earl was talking about. Donald Trump making all kinds of appearances over the weekend. He was in Harry the Sheen on Saturday. Start Calvin for the clip from Donald Trump in Perry Machine. Apparently, Derek Van Olley was there to introduce him. And this is what Donald Trump had to say about Wisconsin's very own Derek Van Olley. Some constituents in his office late at night. There was a little drinking going on. Mm-hmm. And Derek walked into the rotunda where he saw these pages lying on the floor so they could take a photo of the ceiling, which is apparently a tradition among Senate pages. Derek didn't like that. A transcript written by one of the pages and printed by the Hill. Derek Van Orden said, quote, "Wake the F up, you little S's. Get the F out of here. You were defiling the space. Call the teenagers jackasses and lazy S's. I have long said our nation's all. Capital is a symbol of the sacrifice our servicemen and women make in this country and should never be treated like a crap house common room."
when Lindbergh landed, remember,
it's local radio at its best. From WRCO FM 100.9.
But you certainly probably don't because you weren't born yet.
Yeah, even Donald Trump wasn't born yet.
No, but yes, he was. He was born.
Whenever.
He's been here the whole time.
As I understand it, and again, correct me if I'm wrong, Charles Lindbergh landed in France.
Yes.
He landed in Paris.
Yeah.
And then he took a ship over.
Yeah.
And then he landed in
France. I'm just going to play small devil's advocate.
I ain't sure.
Say, I just think it's hilarious that you're taking your quibble of that.
Do
you remember the Great Depression? Anyone here remember how it was so terrible? Kamala Harris absolutely ruined this country with the Great Depression in 1929.
I'm getting really good at it.
Not bad.
I did not practice.
Not bad. Maybe it's better if you don't practice it as long as naturally.
Yeah.
He spent a lot of time on immigration. And as Earl had pointed out on his show, just more dehumanizing language, more othering, more misuse of statistics and numbers, and they just lap it up.
Clips that we play, Pat's show this morning. I mean, it is now. It's not even a. It's full on. They're going to walk into your house and slit your throat. That is a quote. They'll walk into your house and slit your throat. What are we even doing? Like, it is not even an attempt to sound diplomatic.
Oh, please.
And you're just blatant racist.
They abandoned diplomacy a long time ago.
I don't know. I long for the days of hidden racism. I don't know. That sounds dumb to say out loud, but I think you know what I mean, though. It's like, and people, as you said, laugh it up. They think it's hilarious. They laugh at it. And all the media does say he went to Prairie du Chien. He told some terrible things. There's no consequence. It's the fact that this race is neck and neck.
I know.
Is a horrible indictment on this country.
And the mainstream media.
Yes.
I would not consider us part of the mainstream media, no. That civic media, we're too small.
We're like your favorite band, first two records.
Before our hit album.
Exactly. Yeah, but the no consequences. No. And the fact that he just gets the blatter, and I'm sorry, sounding mental.
Yeah. Yeah. He got a little distracted. I know this is shocking to everyone. He got a little distracted during his Prairie du Chien over the weekend. It's a good clip. I think you'll want to stick.
Yeah, that's called a teaser?
It is called a teaser.
Yeah.
It's tasty, and it's coming up next. Keep it right here. You're listening to Matt Nair on air, coming to you across the mast. Civic Media Radio Network.
Is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously. The best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org.
It's more than
brought
living,
to you by the American
well.
Lung Association
now might
and the
be
Ad
the right
Council.
Time to consider Nightlight the advantages of assisted living.
National Monte
Hills
Cristo Day. It's kind of one of those sandwiches. It's like bell box. You just haven't
community.
Heard about
we
it in like 40
staffed
years.
But
it got me thinking, what's a sandwich that's totally overrated? I'm going to go first.
When
the Philly
only the highest quality
really?
Of care will
yeah.
do.
And I'll tell you why. Because I'm spoiled. Because in Wisconsin, we have the broth packed with tons more taste than a Philly cheesesteak.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local
Mark
Civic
your
Media radio
December
station
7th,
and on the Civic
to
Media
the Spring
app.
Green Country Christmas.
Air on
You'll
air.
See several
Dan
unique
Schaefer
items
here
from the
Rika Bobulation area
Spring
and
Green Country Christmas Crab Bazaar, which is presented by the River Valley High School Boys Basketball Team. The event is held in the River Valley High School Gymnasium from 8 until 2. Maybe you'd like to be a vendor. Contact Darby Blakely at 608-588-2554, extension 2001. River Valley High School Boys Basketball Team. Looks forward to seeing you at
on air.
Country
weekdays
Christmas
10 till noon on your
Saturday,
local Civic
December
Media radio
7th,
station and on the
2.
App.
Missed your favorite
at Benson
show
Insurance Agency,
on
they've
air.
Got you covered
it's
for life's unexpected twists. From life and car insurance
to
home, UTV, four-wheeler,
Spotify,
farm,
Apple,
commercial auto, and property,
podcasts.
They've got you
and
covered. Count on them for competitive
TuneIn
rates and professional services
app.
That prioritize your peace
it's
of mind. Your protection is their priority. Call them at 475-0216 or email bensoninsurance23@gmail.com. Benson Insurance Agency, your trusted partner in safeguarding what matters most. They're not just agents, they're your advocates.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
I never thought that this is where I'd settle down. I thought I'd die an old man back in my hometown. They gave me this plot of
good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. It's Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and the Board Lord coming to you
for a job
from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always join us. Call
there's
or text.
A big white
the number
house
is the
it's
same.
855-752-4842.
Leave a comment on the
man
live stream.
Inside
if you're watching on Facebook,
the day
too,
they brought
what
me
used to be
home.
Twitter, we are talking about
they
Donald Trump's words
up
the very
flag.
Machine. Over the weekend,
and told my mom and dad.
Jack from Merrimack is on the line. Good morning, Jack. Thank you for joining us. What did you want to say?
And I'm proud to be on this peaceful piece of property.
Yeah.
I'm on sacred ground, and I'm in the best company. I'm thankful for those thankful for the things I've done. I can rest in peace. I'm one of the chosen.
Oh, yeah.
I made it to Arlington. I remember Daddy brought me here when I was 8. We searched all day to find out where my granddad lay. And when we finally found that cross, he said, son, this is what it costs to keep us free. Now here I am, 1,000 stones away from here. He recognized me on the first day I came in, and it gave me a chill when he clicked his heels. And I'm proud to be on this peaceful piece of property.
Yep.
I'm on sacred ground and I'm in the best company. And I'm thankful for those, thankful for the things I've done. I can rest in peace. I'm one of the chosen ones. I made it to Arlington. And every time I hear 21. I know they brought another hero home.
Jack,
thanks
so much for calling.
Thank you for listening.
And to clarify, yes, you're right. Joe Biden did not say anything about Trump. And my point was that for a long time now, the mainstream media has been outing his mental acuity, not the same degree they have to Trump. And that to me is a very frustrating point, is that, you know, Donald Trump gets to say whatever he wants, and it's either, it wasn't a good speech, never a call to action. This man is not, well, should not be the representative of the GOP.
Well, as Jack said, and here's the clip I've been promising you. Tell me you want to give this man the nuclear codes. Tell me that this is the guy that we can entrust with our nuclear codes. Here's another comment Donald Trump made Saturday during his appearance in Prairie du Chien. Kelvin, let's play The Fly.
Remember, there's a hat that's made that sounds like crazy.
What?
Oh, there's a fly. Oh, I wonder where the fly came from. See, 2 years ago, I wouldn't have had a fly up here. You're changing rapidly.
Okay. What? First of all, if you listen closely, I said, where did this fly come from? First of all, let's not try to.
I lived in the valley below.
Someone yells out, Kamala did it.
She lived in
and then he says, this wouldn't have happened 2 years ago.
He wasn't in office 2 years ago.
And I said to Jane this morning when we were prepping, I said, I don't even understand what that means. And who looked at the confidential? You said, he thinks he was in office 2 years ago.
Oh, yeah. He does.
I was giving him way too much credit.
Yes. And when I heard that over the weekend, because apparently a fly landed on the podium or something, and during his tenure in the White House, America had no flies. We did have flies. But when I saw that comment, this is the first thing that came to me. The very first thought. His obsession with flies. Calvin, let's play clip number 4, please.
The years brought us closer together. But little did her father know. His daughter had fallen in love with.
He's perfectly fine, everyone. He's fine.
There's plenty of room in the motel.
One day there was a wedding.
And there were tears on the mountain. As soon as I'm done laughing, girl's face.
Cause a chapel. This should be concerning.
This should, I mean, honestly,
should be genuinely concerned with Donald Trump's health.
Yes. I mean this as a human being who had a father and had a grandfather. And I am truly concerned about his well-being because he's not a man who takes good care of himself, regardless of how great his body is. Running for president is not an easy task for a younger person, let alone a guy in his late 70s who doesn't take care of his right. And then you surround yourself with a team that is nothing about anything but you. That damages your brain. I'm sorry.
It's not healthy. No one should be surrounded only by sycophants and yes people. Yeah. That's not good for anyone.
He didn't walk into this whole thing with a real, like, level playing field in his brain. He always thought he was
to begin with. Well, he's a genius.
He's a stable genius with the best words, the biggest brain, and the brightest people.
One thing he failed to clarify this weekend, though, after he questioned Kamala Harris's mental state.
Yeah.
It's just, it's almost incomprehensible. It's almost incomprehensible, the things he gets to say. And as you pointed out, Greg, no, everybody just lets everything he says fly. As it were. That's what I did.
There it is. That's called a callback, people. And a pun callback? Are you kidding? It doesn't WBA will take our words, please.
Clip this one now.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, news is coming up next, and then when we return, very excited. She is the politics girl. Lee McGowan will be joining us. Stay close. You are listening to Matt Mayer on here. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
She loves me, don't she has, there ain't nothing about her.
Baby,
ABC News. I'm Richard Cantu. The FBI released its report on crime during the spring. Violent crime still dropping. Murder was down 22.7%. Rape down nearly 18%. And robbery dropped 13.6% April through June in the preliminary FBI report. Overall, a more than 10% drop in violent crime. Stats are compiled from local and regional police departments. Data from some major cities is not included, but their weekly crime reports also show a continued decline.
ABC's Chuck Sievertson.
Dock workers have gone on strike against the owners of 14 ports on the Gulf and East Coasts in a dispute over money. He undermined his historic achievements and Hall of Fame dreams by gambling on the sport. Pete Rose, Charlie Hustle, died at his home in Las Vegas. He was based off all-time hit leader and won three World Series, but gambled on games in 87 and 88 after denying for years. Pete Rose was
8 years.
Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Way she moves when she walks by, there ain't nothing to tell.
Media News, I'm Derek Fritz. Your whole Wisconsin needs to know. Fire Team.
Don't do something for me.
Anchorman. About every 10 years or so, Barry Williams shows up in the news and spills the tea about his fellow Brady Bunch cast members. A few years ago, he talked about his crush on his TV mom, Florence Henderson, and their innocent kiss. And now Williams is saying all the cast members hooked up. Williams, who played Greg Brady, says he hooked up with Marsha, the actor who played Peter. Jan dated, and even Bobby and Cindy dated. Relax, folks. For more showbiz fun, tune into Daglight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Logan Price. Stars a few clouds around Indy overnight as a northwest wind develops as a cold front arrives. We'll see gusts over 25 miles per hour. Those will drop to the upper 40s to near 50 degrees. Highs will top out in the middle 60s, mid-69 at our studio.
The Todd Alma Show.
They're eating the pets.
J.D. Vance has said on the air that he admitted it was all a lie. Fred Loport's a consequence.
Of course they do. When we're talking about the incendiary remarks about immigrants, we're not talking about the fact that it was Donald Trump and Donald Trump alone who killed the bipartisan border, security, and immigration reform bill.
The Todd Alma Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. Civic Media Radio Station and on the app. You're on air.
Dan Schaefer is here from the Riga population area and now Civic Media's new political editor.
Jane, I know you like to talk about Assembly Speaker. So there is a potential outcome with these new maps where Greta Neubauer is the Assembly Speaker and Robin Voss is the minority leader. How does that sound, Jane?
I feel like my birthday week started.
Matt Mayer on air. Weekdays 10 till noon at your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jane, Matt Mayer, and Greg Bonds.
Coming up on the show, Up North News Radio's Pat Whitelow joins us to kick around all things newsy. We wrap up the show with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Don't miss it.
Matt Mayer on air. Weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
on air. Please she said they are right back. They'll be on the board coming to you live from our studio in sunny downtown Waukesha, Wisconsin. You can always join us. You can call, you can text. It's the same number, 855-752-4842. Or leave a comment on a live stream on Facebook, YouTube, or the platform that Elon continues to add to the brew. Very excited to have our guest join us. I'm trying not to fan girl all over her. She is the politics girl. You can find her all over the place at I am politics girl. Lee McGowan is here. Now you're a best-selling New York Times author as well. Congratulations and welcome.
Well, thank you, Jane. It's really exciting. And for a first-time author like me to be a bestseller, it's amazing because, you know, the R&D is not out there by my books. It's, you know, these are people around the country buy my books because they actually believe in returning to common sense and, like, making democracy work.
And that's the name of the book. It's called Return to Common Sense, How to Fix America Before We Really Blow It. And I love the very beginning of the book, Lee, because it's essentially a civics lesson. For those of us who are not deep into politics and necessarily the inner workings of how things work in government, that everyone should, that should be required reading for everybody.
Yeah, listen, I don't want people to feel bad if I'm not understanding politics. I think that was done by design. You know, what have we been told to not talk about our whole life? Politics and religion, right? And one of the two things that cause the most problems in the world? Politics and religion, and then we don't know how to talk about it, and we can't fix it, right? So, how can we do that to people who kind of look at the funny pages of what it is called America by a lot? Because I think so many of us don't understand how it works, and then we don't know how to fix it. Told, hey Lee, the problem with your car is the carburetor. And I'll be like, that's great, Jane. What's the carburetor?
And where do I find
it? You don't know. Right. How do you fix it, right? So I just wanted to have a section at the beginning. And I literally say at the top of it, if you know how the government works, if you know more about the name, if you understand the three branches of government, say you skip this will section. It's not for you.
Say you
but if you're like,
will.
Oh, I don't want to dance since I heard school has wrong. I wasn't really paying attention in high school. This is 20 pages for you.
And what I love about you and what I love about your videos, Lee, is you take what can be very complicated and complex issues and you break them down into very easily digestible pieces and easy to understand. And really, I highly encourage everyone to pick up this book, if nothing else, just for the first 20 pages. Because it's such a good, it's just such a good primer on the basics of how the U.S. government works. It is, it's fantastic.
Well, thanks, Jane. I really appreciate that. I do hope people will read past page 100. But the rest of the book is also written in this kind of conversational way. And I set it out to make it easy for us to have these conversations again. I mean, you guys are in Wisconsin. This is the perfect example. You know, like, you are a 50-50 state. It doesn't reflect that in your legislature a lot of the time because you guys were gerrymandering on the ground. But just in general, say you we are 50-50, you know, like, we want to have these conversations, but people feel conflicted, you know, they feel conflicted, and they don't want to get in touch with their family, they don't want to have their family. So I set up the rest of the book under what I call the 16 recommendations, right, right, that are six things that no matter where you sit on the political spectrum, we can all agree to make America America, and that's from principle one, America is a land of freedom, to principle six, government should be a force for good. And I think these are six things that no matter where we sit, we're going to agree on. And then I just kind of go into why those are our fundamental principles based on history, where we kind of went off track, and how we can get back on track. And I think it starts a conversation for people we're not all screaming at each other. We can agree on the basic principle and then move forward from there.
And I think, as you said, Lee, I think there are far more things upon which we agree, no matter what side of the political spectrum that you're on, than want to divide us. And that's why there is so much effort to get us divided, to make it seem like we can't agree on it. So what's the point? That's not true. There are far more things on which we agree. It's just getting past all of the other crap before we leave.
A little hang. New Twitter is
like it is there as a social experiment to make us hate each other. And
you know, I like Hank Jr. and all his rowdy friends.
And I just don't believe that that is the case.
I love to party.
At the DNC this year was
till the party ends. When it's time to romance,
seeing, you know, people from
it's time to change the scene.
Someone we can slow dance to. And you know who I mean.
If you're just joining us, our guest is Lee McGowan. She is known as the Politics Girl. You can find her all over social media at I Am Politics Girl. And she has a New York Times number one best-selling book that just hit. It's called Return to Common Sense, How to Fix America Before We Really Blow It. I have a clip from one of your videos recently about what's been going on in some of the states regarding voting. Okay, well, let's play that first clip.
Suddenly changing election laws and purging voters, or making it harder to vote or count the votes just weeks before the election.
Yeah, that seems some things that make you go, this seems not good. Oh, I think you're muted, Lee.
Last night in Memphis.
Sorry, not good indeed, Jane. I would say that is entirely true. And I would say your audience probably knows that better than anyone else, because Wisconsin is kind of like the state where they were trying out a lot of this terrible anti-democratic stuff. I mean, I think you guys acted like a beta test for a really long time. It's just terrible. The work that the people of Wisconsin have really done at this point to hold off some of the worst attacks from right-wing Republicans over the past couple of years has been really successful. I mean, I think that what we're seeing right now is a candidate who's not running from the Senate Rand in swing states. He's not trying to sway voters. He's not trying to change hearts and minds. He's out there telling them who to hate and something to see, something to see. Has his people in states around this nation making sure people can vote. They're going to be challenging votes after the election. They're trying to make it as hard as possible to vote. And I keep saying this to people.
Sometimes it gets so confusing.
It doesn't matter if you're a Republican voter.
But I don't know where I am.
If you are a voter and one party is trying this hard to disenfranchise voters, whether that's the party you don't like, even if it's the Democrats, you say, well, I'm winning because the Democrats are the ones who are disenfranchising. You're not winning. At the end of the day, you're winning. And if you think that one party has power to disenfranchise voters and not have their votes count and not have their votes heard, eventually they will give those people the power that they won't be doing their time. And I think people need to recall that it is so essential that we protect the vote, not just so all parties, but so the people. Because ultimately, if we don't have a place, what do we have? We have people who are rushing away.
By undoing some of the gerrymandering, I think Wisconsinites got fed up after all of these years of nothing getting done. Because one party had almost all of the power, they could just say, yeah, no, we're not going to do that. We're going to do this instead. There's nothing to do about it.
I think one of the things, too, that you just want to believe is we talk about on this show is that if you can love that country, mayor is going to his rally, do all the things, but if Rodney 2025 comes out, if it gets enacted, there will come a day where the goalposts will change and you are not going to be trapped. Change the climate. time, sorry. They're going to change the rules and no matter how much you support them. See that the goalpost is changing is it's crazy because you try to tell them like, no, you don't know what you're talking about. You're just a liberal. You don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, no, it's distressing because at the end of the day, Donald Trump is going to win the election. But I also think that it's, you know, like you're saying, just look around at the people that were his ultimate loyalists, people like Rudy Giuliani, didn't pay us, threw him under the bus, now he's disbarred, he's about to go to jail. You know what I mean? Like, he has no loyalty to people. It doesn't matter how loyal they were to him. And he certainly has no loyalty to the people. At the end of the day, he's going to end up doing what he ends up doing. Quite frankly,
you'll love an A&W root beer float. Made fresh root beer with real cane sugar meets a perfect swirl of creamy vanilla soft serve in our signature frosty mug. Try one today and watch all your worries float away. Only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer. Always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Baskerville. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
They don't need Donald.
Richland Electric Cooperative invites all members to their Member Appreciation Picnic this Thursday, October 3rd, from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. at 30 East Rob Road in Richland Center. Enjoy a delicious meal prepared by the REC Board of Directors and employees. Please note, the picnic will be held on Thursday this year instead of Saturday. Don't miss out on this special event. See you Thursday.
The fact that they put it online. Either they just,
the Medicare annual enrollment period begins October 15th. By now, you have received your 2025 annual notice of change from your insurance provider. It can be stressful trying to decide all those upcoming changes on your own. Let local licensed agents Robin Mulcahy and John Johnson help. They each represent three of the top Medicare carriers available in your area. Call Robin at 608-332-4454 or John at 608-332-0067 to schedule a personal appointment.
Or to attend the seminar at the American Legion Hall in Richland Center at
1 p.m. Tuesday, October 15th.
Yeah. It's one or the other. I mean, I think a lot of us who are in
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local family-owned, award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in Southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news. We can help. Our special finance manager Melanie has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together, let's drive.
No, you're absolutely right. Donald Trump is
Mark Jelinek of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. We understand the loss of a loved one is a complicated and very stressful time for surviving family members. We pride ourselves on making final arrangements convenient and stress-free. Our services and memorial facilities have been designed with your family's comfort and convenience in mind. We are equipped to meet all of your requests, allowing you time to connect with family and friends while celebrating and reflecting on your loved one's life. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service's dedicated funeral directors and staff are here for you.
We are going to continue our conversation with Lee McGowan.
If you're a hunter, you know keeping your feet warm and dry is crucial to whether or not your hunt is a success. The Shoebox has the best selection of hunting boots around, from Danner, Lacrosse, Irish Setter, Rocky, Red Wing, and more. Sizes up to 16 and several waterproof selections to choose from. A new pair of boots from the Shoebox will get you out there and keep you out there. The Shoebox, located in Black Earth on Highway 14. Stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
It is time to celebrate 120 years at Oakwood Fruit Farm. Join them this weekend for Customer Appreciation Days. Savor the season with delicious apples, fresh cranberry cider, caramel apples, grapes, pumpkin squash, and much more. And don't forget the fresh bakery treats, apple cider donuts, turnovers, and much more. The team at Oakwood Fruit Farm wants to say a big thank you to all of their loyal customers. Come visit them this weekend. Open 7 days a week, 9 to 5, just south of Ithaca. Follow the signs and join the celebration at Oakwood Fruit Farm.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's a wonderful family farm.
Mike and Wendy from Sunspot. Can you imagine the mosh pit on the bridge that could happen?
Well, that's how the original series was.
And they moved the camera.
That
was the mosh pit.
And everybody had to, like, speak, like...
Join us for all the fun with Max Inc. on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Beachwaba.
It's National Monte Cristo Day. It's kind of one of those sandwiches. It's like Bellbox. You just haven't heard about it for 40 years. But it got me thinking, what's a sandwich that's totally overrated? I'm going to go first. The Philly cheesesteak.
Really?
Yeah, and I'll tell you why. Because I'm spoiled. Because in Wisconsin, we have brat packed with tons more taste than Philly cheesesteak.
Nightlight with Beachwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Here from the Rico population area and now Civic Media's new political leader.
Jane, I know you like to talk about our assembly speaker.
Robin Boss.
So there is a potential outcome with these new maps. Lord Brett Neubauer is the assembly speaker and Robin Boss is the minority leader. How does that sound, Jane?
I feel like my birthday came through.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health. Because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
This is News Talk Center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Waukesha, join us, call or text the same number, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream. If you're watching on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that Jabba the Musk hates that we continue to call Twitter, Lee McGowan is our guest. She is the politics girl. Find her at I Am Politics Girl. And she's out with the new number one New York Times bestselling book, Home, The Return to Common Sense, How to Fix America Before We Really Blow It. We wanted to share with you our mascot thing. This was made by a listener. It's a 3D printer combining Elon Musk and Jabba the Hutt. So he's our new show mascot. And we just love to share it.
I think he's spectacular. I think the entire country is laid out with the collar on right now.
Pretty much. Yeah, not a good place to be, most definitely. Donald Trump was making some appearances over the weekend. He was in Wisconsin on Saturday, and then he made another stop yesterday where he made some comments that were interestingly about overtime. Calvin, let's play this clip. Donald Trump talking about how great overtime is.
I know a lot about overtime. I hated to give overtime. I hated it. I'd get other people. I shouldn't say this, but I'd get other people.
Super Bowl Sunday,
that Americans
with the big screen TV.
I know he's got a
was there with some girls. They were down from Montreal. She walked right up to me. She said, "Let me dance." And she started to move. I said, "Maybe I don't party." She said, "Let me touche." And she took me by the hand. And I knew that she wanted to dance. Yes, said, "I'll be baby, whatever you say. I'll do anything if you want it that way. Little Lamar, I found out what that means. One night in New Orleans."
It's not because we're not going to tax it. They're not going to pay it.
Yeah, it's just
like,
never
like,
say
you know, like, you can just work like this.
Cheers and champagne. One night in New Orleans.
My mom. He loves the GOP of the hardworking values, Christian values, family values, all those things. And to see that party, now granted, Reagan wasn't as great as they thought back then. No, but to see him in politics as the U.S. tout Donald Trump as the most representative of that party, of that version, when they don't see that it's as fair as Trump 2%, it's not the GOP.
Yes.
That's the most heartbreaking thing, is to listen to these individuals who fully will not vote for Kamala Harris, but they think they're voting for Reagan's GOP in 2024, 40 plus years later, when it's clear that it wasn't even that bad, but it's certainly not that bad.
Of you, Houston, right? Like for a certain type of American, just like this Make America Great Again concept was only good for a certain type of American. And I think the sooner we can accept that and move forward from it, the better off we'll be.
But you make a really good point about Sesame Street teaching about all different kinds of families. Lee, that's why PBS is so dangerous and needs to be killed. Because of those dangerous let's all get along messages coming from Sesame Street.
It's the Marxist Sesame Street Muppets.
I mean, I'm telling you, if I could do one thing in my life, it would be on Sesame Street with hanging out with those monsters. They are everything I think Americans should be. Goodness and light and working with your neighbor.
Absolutely.
You never see a celebrity smile bigger than when they're on Sesame Street.
I'm telling you, it's my dream.
My dream used to be on the Muppet Show. But then I wanted to do a duet with Jan, but that was just me. But anyway. We all gotta have
pretty cool.
You gotta have something to shoot for, Lee. You're only number one.
You gotta have dreams, Amanda.
You gotta have dreams. Lee McGowan, she is I Am Politics Girl, number one best-selling book on the New York Times, The Return to Common Sense, How to Fix America Before We Really Blow It. Thank you so very much for taking time for us today. Best of luck to you. Let's stay in contact. We'd love to have you back on when you can.
Thanks for having me, Jane, and I really do believe in this country, and I hope that people who read the book will see that.
Thanks a lot, Lee McGowan. It's been a great pleasure. News is coming up next when we return the aftermath of Hurricane Helene and how we can help. Please stay with us. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network.
I thought that I was over you, but it's true.
7FM.